Theologian Vern Poitras admits that when he was a young Christian, certain parts of the Old Testament were difficult for him. After reading through the entire Bible as a teenager, he was unable to respond to an older Christian woman who asked him how he made it through the book of Leviticus, which many readers find painfully dry. He did not learn the answer until years later when he grasped the significance of the Emmaus Road story. It dawned on Poitras that when Jesus opened the scriptures to two of his disciples that day, he not only walked them through the Old Testament witness to himself, but also summarized its essence. "The whole Old Testament," explains Poitras, "finds its focus in Jesus Christ, his death, and his resurrection. Nor does the New Testament supersede the Old, though the Old Testament's ceremonial laws have been set aside and its sacrificial system, as the book of Hebrews describes, has given way. The New Testament and the Gospel never claim to have superseded the Old Testament in terms of its canonical status," Eugene Merrill explains. "Over and over again, it is cited as the Word of God. It has lost nothing of its magisterial character for the Christian believer. After all, Jesus told us in no uncertain terms that he came not to abolish the law, but to fulfill it." Matthew chapter 5, verse 5.